following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
From the professional sports team to the friendly contractor down the block, for companies big and small, it's the uniform that makes your team stand out and be noticed. And when you think of the uniform, the only name you need is CentOS. The CentOS uniform rental program takes all the guesswork out of your company's clothing needs. Your employees don't have the hassle of shopping for the uniform, washing the uniform, or repairing the uniform. CentOS does it all. Now CentOS has made the uniform even better. CentOS and Carhartt have partnered together to bring you an exclusive offering. Your workers can enjoy the quality and durability of Carhartt apparel with all the benefits a CentOS program provides. You wear Carhartt to work, CentOS does the laundry. Carhartt rental workwear, only from CentOS. To discover how easy it is to get started, go to CentOS.com. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets passed, knocked away by Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to another Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Tell you what, we got a great show lined up for you today. Johnny Rogers, Cody Green among our guests. But Merritt, strike up the band, strike up the music. Let's get this thing started. It's Nebraska Texas week, and I think we all feel the magic in all of us.
This is an EC production.
We got some magic at QB. Every time he touches the ball, he crosses the goal. Everybody knows we got some magic at QB. When he turns up field, he gonna turn it to six. Now everybody knows we got some magic, 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 magic. Magic at QB. Yeah, we got Team Magic. He won a competition through hard work and prayer. He got in this position. Coming out of Cali, nobody wanted to listen. Bo Pelini saw what everyone was missing. We got Coach Watts calling all the plays. I believe in Magic. He can run it all day. Dicing through defenders. You can call him Bobby Flay. Heisman 2010. Yeah, he's well on his way.
I appreciate Eric for sending that over. You'll hear more of it off and on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think some people having some fun. I think Team Magic's probably having some fun, getting some attention. Probably normally hasn't received, and nobody expected this. But a big week for Husker football, and we're coming at you not only today with Johnny Rogers, Cody Green, among our guests, but tomorrow. But tomorrow as well, live from Builder's Warehouse. We're giving away tickets. We're giving away tickets.
Duct tape. I said, don't play the T-Magic song. It's stupid. It's just stupid. It's stupid.
Kind of fun, though. Kind of fun.
It's stupid.
Go figure you wouldn't like it.
Oh, it's locally produced, and so it's cheesy. But, yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, I checked that out earlier today, too.
Hey, Haley Ryan going to join us as well. Joe DeMeo.
Yep, all coming up on the show today. If you get a chance later on today, all this stuff's up on YouTube. History of Texas Nebraska football. Type in history of Texas Nebraska football. It's from the Texas side of things. God, they beat us at the last moment all the time. All the time. Make sure you're calm because this will fire you up because it's all of Texas beating Nebraska over the last 12 years, 14 years.
I don't need to see that. I remember enough of them. I remember when Susan Halliburton the other day from the press conference told us about, you know, she remembers sitting there and Jamal Lord throwing that interception.
Oh, it's on there.
Lima Swede's catch.
Ah. On there.
The fumble at the end of the...
Applewhite throwing back against the grain. It's on there.
Keo Craver.
The fumble.
Who fumbled?
The fumble in the... Terrence Nunn. The fumble in the snow. And then the field goal. That's on there. The 1 second back on the clock. That's on there. Jamal Charles rushing for 206 yards. In one quarter! That's on there. Johnny Rogers coming up in just a couple of moments. Later on, as you said, Cody Green is going to join us as well. We'll also mix in the local scene with Haley Ryan, Overton's volleyball coach, psychotically moving through this part of the season. And when you get to host the tournament, woo, volleyball tonight, FKC right here on ESPN Radio. They'll play for the championship against Axtell. And also the Lou Platt Conference will be on our sister station, the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic and Ord are playing for the championship over at Ravenna. Of course, we will also bring you the consolation games because that's what we do. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us to the Debt Popper inbox. Get your questions in for fantasy football for Joe DeMeo. Already have some rolling in. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and if you're a Steeler fan, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, continue to email us, what should I do if the Steelers win the Super Bowl? I said they will not win the Super Bowl. They will not win the Super Bowl. And if they do, we will take the best suggestion for a listener, and that's what I'll do. You know, walk a mile, jump in the polar plunge, get your head shaved, get a tattoo, wear Steelers garb to a public function. You know, those have all been suggestions so far. The best one we'll pick out. Email us your suggestion. What should I do or could I do or what would be funny or somewhat painful maybe for me to do if the Steelers win the Super Bowl?
Obviously, it's already been taken by Mike in the morning, but the waxing? Waxing of the legs, perhaps?
Well, that'd be fine. I'd do that anyway.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Oh, God, they play that music
every
too.
Damn time you turn around, isn't it?
Well, you know what? The only one that doesn't bother me is Boomer Sooner. USC plays Fight On every play, every snap, no matter what. Texas plays this all the time, first down, all positive plays. You know, Nebraska's band does it. Everybody does it. But Boomer Sooner's the only one that I can really get over hearing time and time again. I mean, I can at least withstand it, as long as it's not too much against Nebraska.
And I think it's a long, you know, it's a long-going deal with Oklahoma and the respect that everybody talks about. And with Texas, like I said on the way over in the press conference the other day to you, it's almost like there's a feeling... And I don't know what Texas fan would think about this, but it's almost like Nebraska is Luke Skywalker and they're Darth Vader. And pick whatever good and whatever evil you want out there. But it's like we've got to go rid ourselves of this, the evil. I mean, they're the ones beating us the first time. They're the Ivan Drago. We're Rocky. There just seems
Nebraska
to be...
Nebraska is me. Texas is you. Is that what you're kind of going with here?
No. I really think people just have, and I think people, like, if I see somebody in Texas, I don't say the things that Kansas State was saying to me in Aggieville. I keep my fingers to myself. I don't tell them they're number one with my middle finger. I certainly want people from Texas to have a wonderful time.
You don't
when
you don't
they're in the area.
Things about Niles Paul and his things that he does off campus.
No,
you don't talk about that. You don't say bad things to one of your former gutsy players in Mike Eckler. I get that. I get that. Hey, folks, if you can't make it down to Lincoln, discuss the game, watch the game, enjoy the game at one of your favorite spots, the Chicken Coop in Kearney in Grand Island, where they will have not only the Husker game on, but if you know, it is possible you're not a Husker fan. They'll point and laugh, but at least they'll let you watch your football game from wherever it is. The NFL package, the college package, Major League Baseball playoffs continue this weekend. You can't watch them all on the one or two TVs at your place, so watch them all at the Chicken Coop, where they have lunch specials every day, food and drink specials every night. They're open 7 days a week. Come in, play a little Keno, hang out with your friends, and have a good time, where they have great food all the time. They're adding to the menu all the time, but of course, famous for their chicken wings, all the chicken sandwiches, of course, the pizzas, the cheeseburgers, the hamburgers. You can get a steak and get a salad, appetizers, balls of cheese.
Can't go wrong with balls of cheese.
And don't forget on Monday in Kearney, after the Longhorns are plucked, it is bull fry night. So there will be plenty of bull fries Monday night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, the first Heisman Trophy winner in the history of the University of Nebraska, Johnny Rogers, right after this.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
The football gods have a zero-tolerance policy on fans skipping tailgating.
What's your excuse?
It was an away game.
Fandom revoked.
No!
Because when you can't tailgate, you can tablegate at Buffalo Wild Wings. With a huge beer selection, award-winning wings, and wall-to-wall sports, it's the place for football.
And you?
I took my buddies tablegating, saw every game.
Fandom retained.
Buffalo Wild Wings, the home of tablegating.
It's another exciting Friday night of high school football right here and on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will host Wood River. On ESPN 1550, Adams Central welcomes in McCook. On 1230 KHAS, Hastings is at Aurora. And on the FM dial, Minden will welcome in unbeaten Milford on Classic Hits 98.9, while Blue Hill travels to Ravenna on the Breeze 94.5. It's high school football this Friday night.
Roy Halladay has no-hitted the Reds in the opening game.
The perfect game.
Gardner, he's under it. He's got it. The New York Yankees beat the Twins. They run the table.
The sweep.
Second baseman booted it. Another run scoring. Sanchez slides in safely.
The error. If this is how they started, just imagine how they'll end. And listen to all the MLB playoffs right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as temperatures head up to about 81 for a high. Winds will turn to the northwest later in the day at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with light winds. We'll dip back to 38. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay.
Right now, 55.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine.
Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as we continue our Nebraska-Texas preview. And it's not just Nebraska-Texas on the football field, but so many things are going on around the football field, and a special event going on this weekend at Allen Superstore in Hastings. And Tony, last year had a chance to go through something similar when Nebraska and Oklahoma put their Heisman Trophy winners together. Nebraska's Heisman Trophy winners, Oklahoma's Heisman Trophy winners, a chance for the fans to go out and see everybody, get some autographs, some special footballs. There are some special memorabilia that are, it's hard to get the new and mesh it with the old, I guess, is what we're looking at. And this is an opportunity to do that. And Johnny Rogers, Mike Rozier, Eric Crouch, of course, going to be in Hastings coming up this weekend, and a chance to catch up with Nebraska's first Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, Johnny Rogers joined us right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Johnny, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you, giving us a minute of your time on a very busy week.
Well, thank you, TD, for inviting me. I just miss out on the fact that I wish I had a pulling guard like you when I was playing. I'd have two Heisman trophies like Archie Griffin, baby.
Now, just on the hoof, Johnny, the Tony Davis that played for the Huskers and this Tony Davis, I mean, can you see any difference between the two? Or are they both physical specimens?
Yes, I can see a tough Tony. Don't look quite like tough Tony here. I'd rather have this Tony running. Tony, this sucker, oh my goodness. He's like, he's been growing since Moby Dick was a middle.
Johnny Rogers is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And this is kind of what you're looking to do here with another tour across the state. Have some fun with Husker fans, rehash some old stories. Let's get it right off the top here. you're going to be at Allen's in Hastings. Give folks the details and what's going on.
Well, we're celebrating three decades of excellence, and we bring that in with myself in the 70s, Mike Rozier in the 80s, and Eric in the late 90s, early 2000s. And we have a commemorative football that we have. We had a real nice football last year that actually sold for NETV sold for $500 a piece, and that was the biggest night that they had ever. These balls are 10 times better than what we had at that particular point. We really stepped it up here now. It's a four-color ball which has a black encased in with the mirror in the back, a gold plate on the front. They're lettered with a letter of authenticity on them. And there were 2,000 balls when we first started off in 2000 when Eric won the Heisman. And the very first ball went for $7,000. And since then, we've had charities that we auction them off to or give them to, and they've been raising $3,000-$4,000 on them. And now we've saved the 200 series, the 300 series, and a few of the 400 series. And these are the only balls that are actually left for the people. And these are probably the better ones of the whole group. And it's just balls that you buy for hundreds to turn into thousands. When we go from the big 12 into the big 10, it's just like money in the bank.
It's like money, baby.
That's what Harvey Perlman said.
We're going around the brass and passing out money.
Johnny Rogers joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Johnny, take us back to that initial time that you heard the thought was even being entertained about Nebraska going to the Big 12. Of course, you being so much of
Big
the
or
Nebraska going to the Big 10, excuse me.
Or the when Big 10 is the Big 12 now, though.
Well, that's right.
And the 12 is the 10. So
there you go.
It's hard to keep it straight. I'll tell you.
What'd you think about that and the move?
Well, when I first thought about it, I thought that we are progressing. I thought that I've always thought that the Big 12 was really tougher than the Big 10, but the Big 10 is the oldest conference in football, and they have the most credible. And when you talk about dollars, it's what we really talk about a lot, that you get more dollars on that stage than you get on the stage that we were actually playing in. And I see that having our own opportunities to have TV exposure all the time. You don't have a lot of the pay-per-views. You know, all the kids that are playing, their parents are going to see them all over the country. We're going to get more money for our educational grants that we get out or for medical stuff in Omaha. It's just better all the way around. And it takes a guy like Tom Osborne to get with Perlman, to get with the fellas, to actually make us take a step up. So a lot of people are concerned about the tradition from the Big 8 to the Big 12 and now joining up with a Big 10 now. But it's really a step in the right direction. And you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Our first impression going into the Big 10 is really going to be an impactful one because our people travel. I mean, we don't just go to football games here because we love it. We have a passion for football in Nebraska, and we're taking that passion into to the Big Ten. And I think we have a better chance, sincerely, of beating Ohio State and Michigan consistently than we had of beating Oklahoma and Texas. I mean, what do you think?
You know, I think you're on the right track. And we're certainly going to find out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Johnny, a question. All the, like, Bo Pelini, he's been here 3 years. The kids, they've been here 2, 3, 4 years. They don't know the entrenchment of the Big 12 Conference. So I think when folks ask them about going through the Big 12 for the final time or the old Big 8 schools for the final time, they haven't finished up their careers. They don't have anything to look back on yet. As a former player, I guess your thoughts on leaving all of these old rivalries behind, some of them like Kansas and Kansas State, they weren't rivalries because they never beat us back in for 30 years, but do you as alumni players have any thoughts? Does it make a difference from a nostalgic?
Well, not to me. We went through the league 3-4 years at max, and that was it. We didn't really have time. When you look back over 40 years, it's a traditional type thing, and our biggest rivalry was always Oklahoma. We tried to establish one with Texas, but when you don't play a team every year, which we never got a chance to do, you don't really get to establish it that way. And we don't want to take over a little stage. Why don't we go take over the world? Well, I mean, and we're on the world stage here right now. So I think our tradition has just grown. And I really think you're going to get far more when you move into this new millennium that we're in right now, I think being known for coming in and taking over that Big Ten Conference, which we have a chance to do with Penn State and Wisconsin and Ohio State, and like I said, the Michigan. Iowa's going to be a big rivalry of ours right now. It's been next door that we've never had opportunity actually to deal with. And I think it's just get bigger and better, and in 10 years we won't really remember all the things that were happening here unless we train our kids and give them the history of where we came. It's now it's about where we're going, and we're going to a bigger and a better deal here.
Was there sadness when we weren't playing Oklahoma every year for you?
Well, that really bothered me a bit because I was in Oklahoma a few months ago, and they were watching. They had more people that were watching the game of the century than we do, and they lost the game. I mean, they really were, you know, they really respect the type of rivalry that we had, and we really established really a good one, and we established a respectful one. We didn't, Billy Sims, Steve Owens, Jason White, we're all friends. We're all friends, and we play each other tough, and when we get off the field, then we go party, and we get to New York for the Heisman events. We all party, and we're all friends, and we realized that we made each other better, and the competition was something that was healthy for both of us, regardless of who won or lost. In my senior year, Oklahoma beat us. In my junior year and sophomore year, we beat them. They beat us several years after that. We beat them several years after that. I mean, it just goes on and on, but other people weren't really pushing us around like we pushed each other around, but we were always up for that game, and I missed that one, but the rest of them I really don't think I'll think about, but they weren't in the game of the century. You know, when you have something like that, a 100 years, the best played game in 100 years, and that's something that you remember those guys, and you respect them for competing on that level.
Heisman Trophy winner, Nebraska's first, Johnny Rogers, is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, along with Eric Crouch and Mike Rozier. They will be appearing Sunday at Allen's Superstore in Hastings. They'll be there from 2 until 5. They've got a limited number of the extremely nice footballs that you can go onto the website and check it out, Huskerpedia, HuskerMax.com. There's some paintings there that you can check out as well. They're going to be in Omaha on Monday. You're going to be on, I assume, Big Red Wrap-Up is what we're talking about Tuesday.
Next Tuesday night. Eric and myself will be there live. They'll be doing that show at the Champions Club, and they're selling tickets for the live show. And we will have balls that will be available there. And then after that, there will be no more. That is just it. So we hope that our people really get the good ones, and it's not really for everybody. It's just for the serious Husker fans who really want to have something that other people really don't have, that you won't really be able to get again. And like I said, if you see it in person, you'll see there has been none like that, won't be any more like that again, and this is just a bomb.
Johnny, Saturday. We got to talk about Saturday. It's the biggest game. Every October 16th has been marked on people's calendar for 305 or 6 days. Since the second was put back on the clock. Everybody knows what this weekend is. Everybody in Lincoln wants to downplay this weekend. You knew when you were playing the biggest game of the year. How did you downplay it then?
We don't downplay them. We upplay them. This is a must win. We have to get that butt, you know, and we have to get after it. Like I said, we have to whip Texas's butt. We got to turn around and whip Missouri's butt. We got to boot Colorado's butt. We might have to whoop our own butt. Ass kickers, booty whoopers. We got to get busy here. It's not something to do. We can't play it down. We got to get busy, let the guys know that losing is not really an option here. And we have to make a statement. We have to really beat them convincingly, because it really makes a difference when we try to be on a national scale or how we get seated. Because if there's any kind of way at all that we can play for the national championship, this is a good year really to do it. And if we don't beat them convincingly, then we'll end up there third, and we might not play in that 1-2 match here. So it really makes a difference on how we win. It's not just a matter of just winning. It's how we win the big games, not the little ones, but the big ones. Texas is big.
Looking for somebody to take that next special or shining or highlight moment. Could happen this weekend, like all of the Heisman Trophy winners had throughout their career. We know Johnny Rogers' moment. Eric Crouch has a couple of them. Mike Rozier, I always look back to the UCLA run, which was outstanding. And it's not only getting together with your Heisman friends this weekend, but it's also the 1970 National Championship team is going to be honored at the Texas game. Big weekend, a lot of guys coming back. you're going to keep so busy, but boy, when you're with these guys, that's going to have to be a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, I've made time, a special time to be with those guys. I just talked to John O'Connell here from Sydney, Nebraska just a few minutes ago. Jeff Hughes is coming in. Everybody's really looking forward to coming in, and it's really a big deal now since we started off in 1970, 40 years ago, with our first national championship. We sincerely have a legitimate chance right now of having another national championship. They're in a better position now than we were then, because then we tied our first game against SC, so we had a tie going in. They're 5-0 going towards the goal line here right now. And so history has a chance to repeat itself in our presence, and we feel pretty proud that we were able to be the ones that actually bring on the first national championship to Nebraska with that group, with Coach Bob Devaney. Osborne was on the scene. He was the creator of our Osborne. I got to know, you guys know that Osborne was the creator of the pro and the spread offense that the pros use, right?
He invented a couple of things.
Well,
winning at Nebraska right after Devaney was the next thing, bringing home national championships. But, well, yeah, you know, on the staff.
Devaney taught us, he said, that winning isn't everything. But here in Nebraska, we rated right up there with oxygen. It's pretty darn important. Tom took it on, and we're going to take it to another level. Bob got two national championships, Tom got three. So he showed that he really learned something from Bob. And Bob was really a master, and I think Bo has the you know, that he is in a position to be able to learn a lot from Tom, that Tom picked up from Bob, and they pass it along, and they treat their coaches good. You know, you pay your head coach a lot of money, and then the head coach, what he does is all the bonuses that come in, he splits it, he gives all that money to the coaches. That creates a pretty good loyalty and a motivation to win.
Johnny, it's always been interesting for me to think of the relationships established between Coach Osborne and Barry Switzer. I can see how Bob Devaney and Barry Switzer got along.
Yeah, they were drinking buddies.
Yeah, there you go. But the way they talk and the way they act, Tom and Barry, very, very different.
Very different.
But when they get together, they're pretty much inseparable on that field.
Well, they're pretty much respectful for each other's viewpoints and their styles. They both have the different styles, and they're able to get to their goals with their style and respect each other with boundaries. Coach Osborne is not going to be out at the party after the game, and Barry's not going to be at the prayer meeting either. But when they get out in the field, they know that they have offensive, defensive strategies, and it's a competition. And these guys are really serious about what they're doing there. Barry Switzer is one of the greatest coaches that ever been. And Tom has too. And Barry learned from Fairbanks. Osborne learned from Devaney. They had the pretty good mentors. Osborne has the mentoring program because he's seen the effectiveness of mentoring, because they see, whether it's coaches or kids, people don't do like that you say. They do like to see you doing. You know, and they see these guys applying some of these rules that they're being pretty effective, and it get them to where they're winning. And Tom decides he wants to stay here on the college level. Barry moves around, but they're all about winning.
Well, we've had an outstanding segment here with Johnny Rogers, Heisman Trophy winner. Folks, come out and see Johnny, Eric Crouch, Mike Rozier, Allen Superstore Sunday from 2 until 5. Some of the footballs and other Husker memorabilia will also be available. Sold at the store. All three will be there for signing. The Heisman winners will sign one item. They hope that you can pick up a football. Johnny, anything else that the folks need to know?
Well, they can bring their own items. If they have something that's personable to them that they want to make more valuable, that we'll be more than glad to sign it for them. They have opportunity to get whatever it is, and I have seen all different type of items that I have never really seen before. I see something different all the time that our Husker fans have picked up somewhere or actually created themselves, and it's really impressive to see just all the different items that we have. And you pass them. I've got people that the grandkids come in with things that their grandparents have given them, and we passed them on down the line, and it's just really proud to be in a state that has that type of a football tradition, that we keep passing it on down to the kids and to the grandkids, and they're bringing it up, and they're just about as enthusiastic about it as we were in old days. YouTube got them going. They listen to Loud Brother too.
Well, he's still putting them in the aisles, but this time it's an Allen Superstore.
Johnny Rogers, thanks so much for giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We could talk for hours, and I know probably everybody tells you that. We sure appreciate your graciousness with coming on the show, and hopefully it's a great weekend for you and your friends, your teammates, and your Heisman.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be the biggest and the best ever, and I know we're going to go out here with a win.
Thanks, Johnny. Johnny Rogers joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they, again, Allen Superstore on Sunday. This is just... can we just go keep talking? I mean, that's good stuff. And Johnny said they'll sign anything, Daddy. What if you lugged in the big red chair?
I think it's a no-brainer. What a great, great tailgate piece to have at your tailgate. All three Heisman Trophy winners from the Husker.
Bigger than normal signature, too.
It would be tremendous because, it would be tremendous because you'd be one of the only ones that have that item. You need to get to BICO because that's right. They've got the big red chair. Hastings on Osborne Drive East, across from the Quality Hotel. York just north of the I-80 interchange. Grand Island's got two locations on South Locust, North 281. BICO is where it's at. And don't forget, Bud and Bud Light cans, $16.99 for a case. Find other specials online at BICOonline.com. The big red chair, though, is what we've been peddling all week, the last 2 weeks. It does not get better than this. 60 inches tall, holds up to 400 pounds. 2-3 people climb on in there, plus 6 drink holders in the arms. Comes with a carry case, a soft cooler, too. A great Christmas present for that Husker fan. Check it out today. BICO, 2 locations in Grand Island, 1 in Hastings, 1 just north of the interstate in York. On your way, check them out. All four locations waiting for you. They've got the BICO chair. They've got the big-ass chair. They've got it all for you at BICO.
BYCO online. BYCO online. BICOonline.com. See the chair, their specials, and more. Cody Green comes up in our next half hour. Overton volleyball coach Haley Ryan going to join us, and Joe DeMeo. It's all still to come back after this.
Do you want to get completely jacked every time you hit the gym? Complete Nutrition delivers again with Berserk. Berserk crushes those old pre-workout formulas like NanoVapor, Super Pump, and NO Explode by injecting your system with pure Crealkaline and a GlycoLoad Waxy Maze Plasma Expander. The result is muscle-flooding strength and blood-pumping energy for the sickest workout in your life. So if you haven't experienced true workout intensity, get to Complete Nutrition today and go berserk. You won't find this product available in any other retail stores. In fact, the only place you'll find it is Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue, north of Sun Mart. 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348. Or CompleteNutrition.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as temperatures head up to about 81 for a high. Winds will turn to the northwest later in the day at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with light winds. We'll dip back to 38. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Get your emails in, your questions for Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Nebraska quarterback Cody Green. We had a chance to talk with him Tuesday, and we've got that interview for you. He is answering the questions on this show that you want to know. Is he going to stay at Nebraska? How does he like the backup role? How's he adjusted to it? Is T-Magic that good?
Is he going to run and hide and transfer?
Coming up tomorrow, we've got more great guests on the program. Dave Remington is going to join us. Jared Crick is going to join us. Keith Moreland, the Texas Radio Network, is going to join us, as well as we are live at our friends at Builders, where probably the most important thing is, during the show tomorrow, they're giving away a pair of tickets to the Nebraska-Texas game. All you have to do anytime before tomorrow at noon is buy $50 or more in DeWalt products. You'll be given a ticket. Everyone gets one ticket, regardless of how much they spend, as long as it's over $50. Then if you come to the store Friday, drop your ticket into the hopper. We will draw it out right here on the Doug and Daddy Show at 12:30, because we go from 11 to 1 tomorrow. Winner receives two tickets to the game and admission to an exclusive tailgate featuring Dave Remington, who we'll talk to on the show tomorrow. One of the greatest centers in the history of the game. Lunch will be available, too. So if you're rolling around, folks, this is the place to be. Roll in tomorrow and have a chance to win Husker Texas tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as we are live from 11 to 1 tomorrow at Builders. Woohoo! Right. Where they do it best. Daddy, let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line now, because it is time to talk with a team that is on the roll. You'll be able to hear this match tonight here on ESPN Radio. The finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Consolation gets going first. We'll be on the air at 6 for Elm Creek and Elwood. And then the championship game, Axtell and Overton, will follow at approximately 7:15. A team that has put it together here with five straight wins over some pretty good competition.
If you're going to put it together, why not do it right now at this point in the season? We're pleased to be joined by Haley Ryan, the head volleyball coach of the Overton Eagles. Haley, thanks so much for the time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, Haley, A, good luck in the match tonight, and B, how in the world did you get to this point? The eighth seed had to win two games on Monday just to get to your home gym, which had to be a boost in the semifinals on Tuesday. Have there been some changes, health issues, the girls just clicking? What's going on with the Eagles?
Well, we had some injuries early on, and we've had some injuries throughout. But the girls are really coming together. They're playing strong. You know, they're overcoming a lot of things, just a rocky start to the season. They played a lot of their games tight, but we did go from a 6-2 to a 5-1, and the girls have really responded well to that. And they've just all stepped up at key times. So it's just great to see their potential come out and see them win and learn how to win. So, again, we're still pretty young. We only have one senior on the team. So we're young, gaining experience, and, you know, hoping to come out and play tough tonight.
Is it finally some people just realizing, hey, we can step up, we can compete with anybody?
I think they are. You know, before, I think they didn't realize that, you know, we have a few freshmen, you know, a couple juniors on there. And I think that they just, you know, they just had some other things going on early on, and I think it just kind of slowed our start to the season, which is, you know, it worked out for us, because the girls, you know, they sat down at practice the other day, and they said, you know what, we as a team, you know, they wanted to be more disciplined. They wanted to come in, and they wanted to practice harder. You know, they a lot of them show up really tough at the games, but until you bring that intensity and, you know, to the practices, it really follows through and helps your game plan, I think, a little bit, so.
Overton head volleyball coach Haley Ryan with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. She's been guiding the Eagles for a number of years, and the FKC was a pretty balanced conference, so we knew that from the start of the season that there was going to be a lot of teams that could do some damage. A lot of these girls, though, Haley, including Lori and Grace, and they played last year. You had to play a lot of freshmen here the last couple of years. Seems like they're just finally starting to mature a little bit.
They are, and, you know, that was just our goal at you know, at this season. You know, we had a few losses early on, quite a few, but I think we just started looking at how can we improve and how can we get better, you know, for our upcoming games. And it wasn't so much about wins and losses. It was just about, you know, how to improve our fundamentals, how to improve our skills to the level to, you know, to compete and to be very competitive at, you know, at the sport they're playing, so... but yeah, they have. They've all stepped it up in different aspects of the game, and you know, we have girls, you know, working for, you know, motivated in different ways, and you know, they're working to, you know, to improve their game.
Daddy, they're probably tired of all the football team getting all the headlines at Overton too.
Well, that'd be a little.
Well, we are excited to have such a good football team at Overton, so that's, you know, that's definitely you know, a plus. And the girls, you know, the girls see that, and I think that they want to be able to, you know, to be able to get some recognition for, you know, for what they've been doing and their hard work. So that's good. It's always nice when you can have, two fall sports teams winning. So
Haley, it's pretty uncommon though for a team that at one time you guys were 4-13, and let's be honest, 4-13, the volleyball season coming to an end, be real easy to say, oh, that's just the way it went for us this year, and hang your heads. These girls chose not to do that.
They did. You know, all along the way, you know, and I think even, you know, at this point, a lot of people have said, did you expect to be in the championship? You know, and that's a good question. But I'll tell you what, watching these girls and seeing what they can do, you know, I know that Loomis is a very good team. And we thought, you know, last Thursday when we beat them, we thought, okay, this could be the best or worst of things. But we took it as the best because we knew that any win was better than nothing. But we, you know, we were happy to be able to come out and compete well against Loomis, because Loomis does have a very good team, and you know they've come out playing well this season. So that was one thing, to get a couple wins under Loomis, because that just really pumped up the girls to let them know that they can compete and they can play and get some big wins. So.
Yeah, Overton has clipped Loomis here twice in the last week, and Loomis is still 16-3 on the season. These last five wins, Overton has not dropped a set. They've all been straight set wins, and a rematch with Axtell in the championship game tonight, a state-rated team that is 16-2. Now, this was one team that you did compete well against early in the season, just the second triangular. You did push into three sets. What concerns you, and how about the matchup tonight with Axtell?
You know, I just hope that the girls come out and play tough and play like they can. It is a big game for them. They're young, and I just hope that the nerves don't get to them too much. I want to see them come out and compete. They played, the last time we played Axtell, we played them three sets. It was 2 out of 3, and we came out and played them tough. I mean, it was 28-30 one set. So, I mean, the girls are excited to play Axtell. You know, they know that they have to beat some good teams, and this is a really good team in order to be the best. So they're just hoping to come out and compete well and come out and have a good game, just play their best.
Hey, Haley, best of luck tonight, and keep the season rolling here for the next couple, 3 weeks.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Haley, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, tonight, Haley Ryan and her Overton Eagles will take on Brad Nelson and Axtell for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship, beginning at approximately 7:15 following the consolation game with Elwood and Elm Creek. On our Doug and Daddy Bruce Furniture fan line, don't forget that this week is extra bonus savings, free delivery and setup, free removal of your old bedding pieces for disposal, auction, or donations. But right now, guaranteed good deal. Queen-size mattresses from Serta starting at $199. Queen-size mattress sets starting at $199 at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge. They have a guaranteed good deal, Daddy. If you find your Serta mattress for less, they'll give you $500. Anywhere else, if you can find a Serta mattress for less, $500 in your pocket, because their queen-size mattress sets start at just $199. Full, queen, king, whatever you need. Perfect day, Euro Pillow Top. They've got that for you at Bruce Furniture with their extra bonus savings for 5 days only. They've got these great specials on European Pillow Top, $497 for a queen set if you're interested in that. If it's time for a new mattress, then Bruce Furniture can help you out. Bruce Furniture, downtown Kearney, Holdridge, and on South Marion Road in Hastings. It's worth your time to check them out. When we come back, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and we'll wrap the show up with Nebraska quarterback Cody Green. Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC. Until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com and your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as temperatures head up to about 81 for a high. Winds will turn to the northwest later in the day at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with light winds. We'll dip back to 38. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay.
Right now, 64.
Is that a compulsion? I was just checking. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're just a half minute away from Joe DiMeo joining us here. Maybe a full minute from Joe DiMeo joining us on the Doug and Danny Show. Danny, more suggestions coming in what I could do if the Steelers win the Super Bowl. Doug could be a bait boy on Daddy's boat during a fishing tournament. Doug needs to be a goalie in a match shootout or a mock shootout versus Storm players. A great promo that would be. For John and Carney suggesting those.
Excellent.
Let's see. After Ross says, after the post-spring game press conference, Doug must videotape and post his attempt to give Bo Pelini a hug as he leaves the podium. I'm holding on to that one. And Bait Boy, those are two. Let's save that one. Save that one. I'll bet I could give Bo a hug. Let's see. This comes from Seedman from Riverdale, not H-Man, but Seedman. He says, I think that if Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl, you should do the following. Wear a Gumby costume while broadcasting a basketball doubleheader on the radio, preferably in Amherst. save that one. Save that one. And finally, Irish Ken says, I changed my mind on what Doug should do if the Steelers win the Super Bowl. Doug should break into Daddy's house and steal his prized possession. His Cody Green autographed football. Ken says, I'll be at the Lou Platt final tonight wearing the chicken head Halloween mask. Oh, you Kearney Catholic fan cock-a-doodle-doo. I get it, Irish. All right. Brandon says, I've heard rumors that Nebraska will wear red jerseys and red pants on Saturday. What does Daddy think of that? Brandon.
Wear whatever you've got to do. Whatever. If that's an extra tenth of a piece of motivation, bring it out. Use it all. Before we get to Joe DiMeo, I want to remind you, Doug, that Misco Sports of Kearney wants you to see them. Before the games begin, Misco carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel. Names like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and more. Over 40 styles of Husker t-shirts, shirts, sweatshirts, women's, kids, men's. They've got it all. Misco Sports, the downtown Kearney Center, also have Sioux jerseys. Men's college hoodies, 25% off. NFL hoodies, 25% off. Get your game on now at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center.
Joe DiMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us every Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show. And don't forget Cody Green still to come here on the program. Morning, Joe. I want to ask you right off the bat before we get to the slew of questions we have here. Who do you think right now is the best team in the National Football League?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, God. Well, it was a short segment with Joe DiMeo today on the Oh, Joe is still in a whirlwind from his Rays getting upset in the American League Divisional Series, and so let's get on to football. And when we get a minute here in the next week or two, Joe, I do want to recap baseball and just kind of recap the baseball fantasy season and what direction it took. But we are so jam-packed with questions today. Let's get right after them. The first one, we've got two or three questions here about Mike Hart and the situation going on with the Indianapolis running backs. So let's start with Mike. Mike in Hastings says, will Mike Hart and Julius Jones have significant roles with their teams this week?
No and no. Julius Jones will at best be a third running back behind Ivory and Betts. Maybe he'll get four or five touches. Joseph Addai looks like he's going to play. Donald Brown won't. Mike Hart will have a role. But, you know, you've got to count on him crossing the stripe again. That is a very difficult thing to count on.
Also, a touchdown-only league. Which do you start? One of these three in a touchdown-only league. Ricky Williams, Tim Hightower, Carell Buchholter.
Ricky Williams this week finds himself going against a fairly depleted a Green Bay team. I don't think Clay Matthews is going to make it to the dance. So he's an excellent prospect. Hightower, I believe Arizona's on bye, so I think they'll cover that one. And, you know, leaving us with, you know, Ricky Williams. And what was the third one?
Buchholter.
Buchholter. Oh, Buchholter. Denver's got the Jets. This is an easy one, Ricky Williams.
So that's kind of what we thought. Joe, this comes from Carl. He says, is Marshawn Lynch worth a look at the flex position this week?
Yeah, sure he is. He's going to get a lot of touches. The Bears are solid. Without knowing the rest of your roster, at flex you can make a play for you can make a case for Marshawn Lynch being a starter this week.
I've got two different questions, but both here from the email on Ben Roethlisberger, who returns this week. First, Red and Carney wants to know, should he start Orton or Roethlisberger?
Orton's got a reasonably tough matchup against the Jets, even though I don't think Revis is going to play. Where Roethlisberger is in real light against Cleveland. Cleveland allows almost 7.8 yards per pass attempt. Go with Big Ben to have a decent game, as the Browns have a decent rush defense, which may force Roethlisberger into the air. Go with Ben.
And on the same question here, Chris from Kearney says, would you please ask Joe if he would make this trade? Tom Brady for Ben Roethlisberger. I suppose with Moss leaving, there's some concerns out there. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's you know, it's an even deal all the way around. It depends on your preference. You know, Roethlisberger doesn't have the greatest weapons either. He does have Mike Wallace on the outside. Ward is steady. Miller's a steady tight end. Pittsburgh still, you know, features the running game. I would say on a heads-up basis, I would probably retain Brady.
Joe, Dave says, I need a sleeper running back this week. Choices are Cadillac Williams, McGahee, Darren Sproles, Buchholter, or Kareem from Jacksonville?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if there is a sleeper in that group. I think they've all retired from the season. You know, let's have a look at Cadillac Williams. He's going against New Orleans this week. New Orleans' rush defense is, you know, reasonably average. You know, out of that group, I would say go with Cadillac, but I'm not saying that with any conviction whatsoever.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, my dilemma has been all along Brett Favre. What do you do with him? I don't play him versus the Jets because I think their defense, he throws three scores. I've got Matt Ryan. I've got Brett Favre. Is it just live or die? Play Brett Favre till he sits one out with the elbow injury?
I mean, he's been, you know, this is his first game, and it's been hard. I understand what you're saying. He's been all over the place. You know, Matt Ryan this week gets Philadelphia. Philadelphia's pass defense is certainly, you know, a little bit better than Dallas's pass defense. I say you got to ride Favre this week, but you should really continue to look at it on a matchup basis this week for.
I did last week when Matt Ryan got the Cleveland defense. That damn Favre gets the Jets, and I just was surprised. He throws three stinking touchdowns at the end.
Yeah, no, it was all late. Ryan did have the best matchup. Unfortunately, Mike Smith's a very conservative coach. Once Atlanta got on top of Cleveland, they just simply rammed it down their throats. Ryan could have had a very, very big game if he was with a different coaching staff. I can't fault you for the decision.
I see in one of my leagues somebody picked up Vince Young and dropped Sean Hill. Detroit on a bye? That must. I hope so. Mark in Minden says, I'm undefeated but starting to lose some of my depth. I want to know if there's any deep sleepers or handcuffs that we need to know about. And as I look kind of on all the sites out there that you can play fantasy football on, it seems like this week a lot of people picked up Danny Amendola, the wide receiver from St. Louis. Kenny Britt, he was picked up quite a bit. Of course, Mike Hart, some people hoping that he will get a chance to play in there. Anybody else that you see that is going a lot this week? And, Joe, the big question, if you pick these guys up, are they worth playing? I mean, you got to really be depleted and hit by byes to be playing these guys.
Yeah, unless you're in a PPR league, I don't know about making a case for Danny Amendola. I mean, he ends up with, you know, 10 balls for 48 yards. I mean, in a PPR league, certainly he makes perfect sense. I do like Kenny Britt this week. I think Kenny Britt offers a great deal. You can make a case always for one of the Denver receivers. You just don't know which one outside of Brandon Lloyd is going to have a decent, output. Jerome Harrison now becomes an effective sleeper candidate. Should LeSean McCoy get dinged up or can't go, Jerome Harrison is a terrific option in a better offense. He was playing in Cleveland. There are those kinds of things sitting out there right now. James Davis maybe in Cleveland if Peyton Hillis is really in bad shape. You can't make a case for Julius Jones anywhere on the planet. Pierre Thomas will be back eventually. I think Bush will be back in 2 weeks. So there's not a lot of what I would call deep sleepers out there. It's just kind of week-to-week, guys. And this week, we're recommending Kenny Britt.
Here's a question from Jordan. Cadillac Williams or Marion Barber?
I'm stunned. I mean, Felix Jones pretty much has gotten that job. Cadillac Williams, he's got a New Orleans team coming in that, is okay. Felix is Marion Barber's running against Minnesota this week with the Felix Jones overhang. This is a really tough question. By the slightest of margins, go ahead and use Cadillac Williams.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, I'm going to throw a college question at you. Texas or Nebraska this weekend?
Nebraska.
Oh.
Nebraska's a better team. They're just a better team than Texas. Texas was overrated from the get-go, and we think the Cornhuskers will have success this week against the Longhorns.
One more has just snuck in, Joe. Daniel wants to know, he's got two questions, Eli Manning or Kyle Orton first.
All right, well, Eli Manning's got a terrific matchup this week against the Lions. Orton, we talked about going against the Jets. Orton leading the league in passing, but this week, Eli's the play.
And he's got Matt Forte or Foster.
All right, Matt Forte is going against a Seattle team that is real solid against the run, averaging less than 3 yards per carry. But you can beat him, with the pass, whereas one of the ways that Forte shines. Arian Foster really was awful last week. Gets the Chiefs at home, has a lot of making up to do. By a slim margin, let's trust Arian Foster this week over Matt Forte.
Joe, always appreciate our time with you. We get more and more questions each and every week. And if you want to know more, if it gets closer to the weekend, you didn't get your question in today, or something pops up between now and Sunday, you can get a hold of Joe on his website. He gets right back to you at fantasyplayersedge.com. All the latest injury information, news, switches, sleepers, they're all right there. Joe, we appreciate it every Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, it's my privilege always, guys. You guys are terrific. So is your audience. They ask some really, really terrific questions. Have a wonderful week and good luck.
Take care, Joe. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. I want you to know that in the two leagues that we play head-to-head, I have lost by 1.3 times.
Is that possible?
You brought this up last year. When you go to bed and you see that you have won, only the next day to wake up to see that you have lost, do you question the commissioner, or do you question the scoring of the league, or do you question the website?
I sometimes they switch stats after the game, which is amazing to me with all the technology we have in the NFL today. I would think once you click on a line, the stats, I mean, everything's computerized, generated anyway. I don't understand that, but they do change stats after the game.
Well, it's just strange. Just strange. Mike Sims-Walker, catch a ball, you tool. Sports fans, when you're looking for the ultimate hangout to watch sports, have a few beverages, and keep up on your fantasy team, then Cunningham's Journal is the place to be. We had a great time there with our Husker lunch yesterday. They play all your favorite NFL and college football games on one of their 20 screens, including the humongous 10-foot projector screen. Other sports bars eliminate specials during Husker games to make the money back they spend on them. You shouldn't have to break the wallet to see your favorite teams. At Cunningham's, you can catch the Huskers every week, whether it's on pay-per-view, cable, or national coverage. And you can also choose from great food and drink specials. So enjoy the game without breaking the wallet. And when you're ready for the ultimate place for sports and the coldest beer in central Nebraska, it's Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney, the place to go time and time and time and time and time and time and time again.
Perfect.
It's
a perfect place to go. It really is.
Had a chance to catch up with Nebraska quarterback Cody Green when we were in Lincoln at Tuesday's press conference. We promised you that we would play that for you today, so let's do so. Cody Green, we caught up with him on Tuesday.
Nebraska-Texas week, Tony, as we continue our talk here on the Doug and Daddy Show with all that is Nebraska football getting interesting, and we're getting closer. We're getting closer, and everybody wants to contribute to this this game on Saturday in a winning way.
Well, I certainly do, and I think everybody remembers the 1 second being put back on the clock. That's been reiterated in these players' minds every day this offseason. We're pleased to be joined by the quarterback. You know what? He's a backup quarterback to Taylor Martinez. I don't think he minds people saying that. Cody Green on the Doug and Daddy Show. Cody, welcome to the program for your first time. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Glad to be on there.
Well, we've had a chance to watch you play on the field. We've had a chance, of course, you don't always know when other people are watching you, but I've one of the images that already sticks out in my head was the press conference after the first game of the season where everybody's out in the lobby and the coaches are talking and Andrew Rodriguez is getting interviewed by everybody and you're going, hey, hey, big fella, you're getting all the attention out there. It seems like you have embraced what has been put on you as a football player, not only last year but this year. You've embraced your position with this football team as far as doing whatever is asked and kind of keeping everybody upbeat. People talk about it, whether they're at the game or see it on the sidelines on TV. You're in the middle of it trying to keep everybody going and keep yourself going. Is that hard? Is that easy? Is that naturally the way Cody Green is every day?
You know, I think that's just naturally how I am. I'm a very, very happy person. I love to laugh. I love to smile. I love to crack jokes with people. And, you know, we always say that everybody needs somebody on the football team that does that. You know, you can go all the way around the nation. There's somebody on every team that's how I am, basically. And, you know, like you said, after that press conference, I know as a freshman, and Andrew doesn't talk. You can see it in practice. He's a very, very quiet guy. But, you know, sometimes you need somebody, you know, get after him, you know, pull him out of his little shell. And I love doing that just because sooner or later he's going to do it. Sooner or later he'll realize, hey, you know, it's all right, you know, let my hair down, have fun. And especially on the sidelines. Sidelines is that's the fun atmosphere. You know, pregame, you know, when we're doing the tunnel walk. If you notice, I like getting in Coach Pelini's face because he always, you know, hits on us. You ready? You ready? And then I'll get in his face. Now, are you ready? That's the thing. Are you ready? And so, and you know, the big guys, the linemen, defense, they love whenever, you know, I'll get in their face, be like, hey, I want to see you. I want to see you all game long. I want to know where you are. Talk to me. Talk to me. Things like that. They love it. They feed off of it. And you know, it makes it where it's not a drag. Being on silent's not a drag. It's a fun environment, and whenever it's fun to play.
Cody, talk about accepting that role as a backup. You certainly wanted to be the starter. You still want to. You'd like to be the starter Saturday,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
Hell
you want
yeah.
to be out there helping this team win football games. How difficult was that for you to take a back seat to Taylor? Or maybe not when you're seeing him run the football.
you know, at first it's hard, but – you know, that's whenever you put aside the selfish act. And, you know, it, for some people it's very, like, they can't do it. Some people can't, you know, put that aside. But lucky enough for me, I'm able to put it aside very fast and say, you know what, I don't care who's in there. As long as we're winning, I'm okay. I know my role. I know what I have to do. If, you know, if anything goes wrong, injury, twisted ankle, you know, bad game, heck, just straight out bad game, I know I have to be able to step in there and not miss a beat. And for some people, they can do it. Luckily for me, I'm able to do it. I'm able to keep a sane head, I guess you could say. But, you know, it's, we always, they, coaches preach it. Coach Osborne, he'll preach it, that, and I've talked to older players, you know, previous players that, especially that played with Coach Osborne, and they always said he made you feel like you were very important no matter what you did. And then that's how they basically fed off of it. It didn't matter if they were a scout team player, you know, if they were a walk-on or something like that. They knew their job, and they knew if they did it, then they'd make the team better. And so that's the mindset that I go in. I know if I do my job, and I know that I embrace my job, you know, if it's, you know, getting people hyped on the sidelines, or, you know, just making a spark in a game or even a spark at practice, it doesn't matter. I'm doing my job, and that's going to make the team better as a whole.
Nebraska quarterback Cody Green joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Cody, you have played this year, so tell us about what you think. Obviously, we don't have to bring up, the ball's been on the ground a couple times, has been with Taylor as well. What about the way you think your game has progressed or how it's went so far this year when you've taken the snaps?
For myself, it's been very helpful that, you know, I have a year under my belt, because now the game slows down. You know, it's, I think I said it in the first game that I could see things that I couldn't see before, like last year. I've got to the point where I know where to go with the ball before I even, the defense even, you know, sets up or the ball's even snapped. I already know exactly where I'm going, how I'm going to do it, things like that. And if it breaks down, then I don't have to, you know, be anxious or rush anything. I know that, hey, stuff breaks down, I either have a check down or use my feet, run. And the Kansas State game, something went wrong. And then I laned open up, took it, ran. And so just having a year under my belt, my game has progressed so much in my eyes. And I just feel comfortable with it.
As far as throwing the deep ball, everybody wants that question answered. God, Taylor can't do it. God, hell, Cody probably can't do it. Throwing the deep ball, are you comfortable throwing the deep ball?
Very, very comfortable. And I think as a quarterback, you have to be comfortable. If you're not comfortable, then why are you doing it? Basically, the thing is,
I will say, I think you got put in some crappy spots on the 5-yard line of Washington, the 1-yard line versus Oklahoma. I'm telling you what, right now, I think I could look at the coach and say, "Are you kidding me?" Well, what is that? Well, how did you just, okay, and that you do your job?
The way that I look at it is I have to thank them for being comfortable with me to put me in those situations. How many people do you know in the nation that will go to their backup quarterback on the 1-yard line? There's not many that can do it that, you know, I know of, but they give me that opportunity, and sometimes, you know, I'm able to capitalize on it. Sometimes I'm not. Things happen like that. That's the game of football. But, you know, like you said, throwing the deep ball, we love throwing it, especially in practice. We love going after Prince and Alfonso, you know, those guys, and our receivers love it. Just in the games, when we do have to, you know, throw that deep ball, we have to execute it like we do in practice. But, you know, luckily we haven't had the – well, luckily, but – you know, regrettably, we haven't had the, you know, chance, you know, go after people vertically in the passing game, because, you know, we have 400 yards of rushing. Simple as that.
If you don't have to throw the ball, why would you?
Exactly.
A
unless you're an absolute moron that doesn't understand football
wow,
out there.
Wow, really? Whoa, so much anger.
Well, don't we get these callers that call in, the deep ball's not there, we're really concerned about that. Well, why would you throw it if you don't have to?
If you're putting 400 yards of rushing,
thank you,
why?
Cody, for clearing that up for everybody in Central Nebraska. Hopefully they will listen.
The easiest way to look at it is, you know, why take a chance on a turnover whenever you know, putting the ball in there when you can run it and get the same amount of yards?
I think that's the same question all over Nebraska, not just in your hometown.
Well,
Lumpy. 888-455-ESPN.
Lumpy's got your back, by the way.
Appreciate it.
With Cody Green for just another minute. Let's talk about the game on Saturday. You can't say a whole lot. There should be no bulletin board material. Did Coach have to say, guys, even keel this week? I mean, everybody in the state is so jacked up. Everybody knows that last year it was so close. They've got Texas what you want, the championship. They're the king of the mountain. There has to be some extra emotion this weekend.
There is, but we can't show it. We can't, you know, feed into what everybody's saying. We have to be the eye of the hurricane. Everywhere around us can be going absolutely crazy. They could ride outside of Memorial Stadium. We don't care. We have to be, you know, even keel, just, you know, be calm, cool, and collective because we're the ones that have to play. If we feed into all that stuff, bad things can happen. I was saying earlier, you know, somebody asked me about revenge. You know, why can't you, you know, take revenge into this game? If you take revenge into the game, then there's so many things can go wrong. You know, there could be a late hit penalty on a quarterback. You know, a lineman may chop block or something, you know, try to get back at a player that they played last year. And when that stuff happens, penalties happen, and you hurt your team.
This is a little bit different for you growing up in Texas because you didn't grow up a Longhorn fan.
No, I grew up a Texas A&M fan. I'm an Aggie through and through.
And of course, obviously, you get to go down there as part of this football team towards the end of the mm-hmm. season. Can you tell us, are you scheduled to get in Saturday? I mean, the coach has, from time to time has said there's going to be a couple series or three series or fill in the number that we're going to put Cody in or we're going to put Zach in, and that's changed from week to week here. Taylor has done what he's needed to do in these games. Do you know what your role is going to be if there are no injuries on Saturday?
I have no idea. Y'all's guess is probably better than mine because, you know, those guys are – our coaches are hard at work trying to come up with a plan, you know, to execute versus these guys. So, you know, they just make sure that we're able to do it. They don't tell us, hey, you know, you're going to get in this game and at this point in time. You know, they did that earlier in the year, but, you know, now we got to try to, you know, win those games, make sure we have those games won. And so, you know, you just got to go in there and prepare yourself like, all right, well, if something goes wrong, get in there and play.
Cody, I think we saw an unbelievable maturity level in you accepting this role and going out there with a smile on your face. It's fun to see the first guy off the bench when Taylor has a huge run being you. I want you to put one room in a rest. You're comfortable here at Nebraska. People are saying, well, he's going to transfer, he's going to leave. Your thoughts on that?
No, all those rumors are false.
Thank you.
I'm very happy here. I love it here. And it doesn't matter, you know. People always say, oh, when players aren't playing, you know, they're angry, they want to leave to go play. What's the point in it? I've always grown up, hey, if you start something, finish it. No matter what happens, you know, you better find the good in everything. So, yeah, all those rumors out there are false. I'm not going anywhere.
There it is, straight from the mouth of Nebraska quarterback Cody Green. Last question, and then we'll let you get out of here. I heard over the summer here, the last couple summers, you've been taking some fishing lessons. How have those went? Were they more lessons, or were you the teacher?
It all depends. It all depends. There's,
you know, there's some of those boys out there on the lake, like Crick and Young, and some, and
oh, those guys.
Some of those guys that you can get to some fishing holes once in a while.
Yeah, with Crick and those guys, I fished those guys under the boat. And I don't know. I got a few friends, you know, that show me some things here and there, but you know, there's some times where, you know, I am the teacher. I'll take that. You know, I'll take that one on. But you know, I just going out there and fishing. Heck, you learn something new every day.
It's more relaxing than being in the eye of the hurricane. Hey, Cody, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Continued success here, and hopefully we can talk with you again in the near future.
Oh, thank you.
That is Cody Green, backup quarterback for the University of Nebraska, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We had a chance to chat with him after the show Tuesday at the press conference in Lincoln. Tomorrow, Jared Crick will be on the program. Same situation, but anything you want to say? You got to ask Cody on air a lot of the questions that have been brought up on this program that you wanted to know personally as well. And obviously, he is a better fisherman than you. But anything, I mean, there are a couple of things out there. I love where he said, you can't get too emotional. The eye of the hurricane and things like that. And then he also says, I plan on staying. Now, of course, he's not going to say, I plan on leaving. He did say he plans on staying. Not plan on staying. He said he is staying. And talked about being the backup, how that's handled, still being upbeat. Anything else that stuck out to you?
No, I just think the maturity level stuck out for me. I would think that if you heard that interview, you would say, gosh, I want more kids like him on this team. That would be if from an objective standpoint, whether you like the kid, don't like the kid, gosh, I think he's a really positive person to have on the team.
And then after the interview, we went down on the field, and we all got a chance to throw some footballs through a tire.
Yeah.
You were third, of course.
I was third.
You finished third.
Cody was first.
Obviously. I was second.
No.
Zach and T-Magic were tied for third. They didn't make any through.
We did not do that. Believe it.
Oh, okay. Hey, a couple other things before we get out of here. The Nebraska Danger are getting ready for their indoor professional football team open tryouts. Sunday, October 24th. Registrations at 8 a.m. The tryout goes from 9 to noon at the 4-H Exhibition Building at Fauner Park in Grand Island. There is a $40 cost per person, but you get a Nebraska Danger T-shirt with that registration fee.
Feel it.
Skills will include the testing, a 40-yard dash, a 20-yard dash, position-specific drills, and a conditioning test. Contracts may be offered to qualified players at the end of the tryout. You must be 18 or older to try out. No cleats. For more information, go to the Danger website or contact the general manager. It's dangerfootball.com, by the way, dangerfootball.com, or get a hold of general manager Mike McCoy, 381-2942. Daddy, I ask you again, would you be willing to go through the tryout process?
See, they have a conditioning test. I will tell you once again, no. Fair enough on there. I'm excited for Danger Football, though. I think it could be an excellent product. Obviously, we've had it here in Kearney, maybe not at this level, hopefully, but certainly, hopefully, it'll be real positive for Grand Island and this team.
The state softball tournament is continuing in Hastings. We do have some score updates for you before we wrap up the show today. And Class C in the winner's bracket, it was Wahoo defeating Cass County Central by a score of 4-3. Also, it was Friend over Fillmore Central by Exeter Milligan by a score of 3-0. So St. Paul's going to play Cass County in elimination game today at 3 o'clock. In Class B, it was Omaha Scutt over Beatrice 1-0. And I think that's all the finals that we have posted at this time. Blair and Bennington still playing Class A, getting underway at the bottom of the hour. Papillion La Vista South against Lincoln Southeast. Lincoln Southwest will play Papillion La Vista. State tennis underway today, A in Omaha, B in Lincoln. State cross country is next week in Kearney. And to qualify, you need to get it done in the districts today. Top three teams, top 10 individuals, all district cross country is set for today. Daddy, I ask you, would you run the cross country course as a preview next week at the Kearney Country Club, just to give us an insight, give us some in-depth, some show prep.
In a golf cart, I would be more than happy to go check that out.
The Nebraska baseball team's home opener this year against UNK, March the 2nd. Sounds like an awful cold time. Hopefully we can get a day like this.
That'd be state basketball?
On March the 2nd, probably would be, but the game, I can't even look that far ahead. That's usually like on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, boy, that would be a shame if that was on a Wednesday, huh, Tone?
Yeah.
Hate to see that. That would be bad. Is that everything? Is there anything else you want to talk about today?
Let's go.
All right, let's get out of here. Red Cloud Silver Lake High School football going on tonight as well. That's going to wrap up the Doug and Daddy show for today. A full 2 hours tomorrow from Builder's Warehouse. A chance for you to win a pair of tickets to the Nebraska-Texas game. Make your DeWalt purchase and you will be eligible for those Nebraska-Texas tickets. And during our two-hour program tomorrow from the Texas Radio Network, Keith Moreland will join us. We'll also talk Schedule 2 with Dave Remington, one of the greatest linemen in Nebraska history. One of the greatest defensive linemen on this year's football team and making a name for himself is Jared Crick. He'll join us. Daddy gives us his college and pro selections. We will have our pigskin pick'em tomorrow as well. All tomorrow from Builder's Warehouse. We want to thank our guests today. Johnny, the Jet Rogers, Cody Green, Haley Ryan, volleyball coach at Overton, and of course, Joe DeMay.
Hey, we look forward to a two-hour show tomorrow at Builder's Warehouse. We'll see you then. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in our friends in Hastings. Let's go Huskers. Tomorrow's football day, football open. Can't wait for it.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.